Today, the Canadian government said that President Aristide should consider stepping down for the well-being of his people. And member states of the Caribbean community, CARICOM, called on the UN to deploy an international force immediately. The Organization of American States, or OAS, met today in Washington to discuss the crisis. Luigi Einaudi is Assistant Secretary General of the OAS and the point person on Haiti. He says the situation there is so polarized, the international community must get directly involved.
It's clearly beyond what we can do with a lot of jawing and begging, and we're going to need to combine the jawing and our politics with maybe something a bit stronger. I am very unhappy at the slowness with which the international community has responded to this whole crisis, which now is threatening the stability and well-being of Haiti, and through that, the rest of the region around it.
The message out of the UN today, though, seemed to be that there would be no way to have any sort of peacekeeping force there until there's a political agreement, which has proved quite elusive so far. So how do you end that stalemate?
Well, you end it in a couple of ways. One is if the UN will move and begin to take things seriously and create the authority, then some people will realize that something might actually happen and may start trying to take that into their calculations. The opposition, I think, tends to believe that they are winning this battle. And, you know, that puts us in a very difficult situation. We can't go in there and start shooting the opposition. On the other hand, let me tell you, there is nobody in this organization who wants to support a coup against a constitutional government. So we're sort of very perturbed at the escalating crisis, and we need help. Now, of course, we're not thinking of cutting out, but we are saying that the situation is bad enough that we need help all around.
It does seem that both sides have staked out extremes. I mean, President Aristide has said he will not step down, and the opposition is demanding that he must. So it's hard to see where any middle ground would be there.
Well, there, as of now, and as you've correctly put it, there isn't any. And that's exactly why we're in the pickle we're in.
President Aristide earlier this week warned that if the rebels do advance on Port-au-Prince, that could lead to thousands of people being killed. Do you see that scenario playing itself out?
It's very hard to tell if people will move on Port-au-Prince. This has been in part a classic Cywar campaign, and it has gone so well right now that one could say that the rebels, they've had successes, and therefore their morale is high. And their intimidation capacity is also high. They're extremely well-armed, whereas on the government side, caught by surprise, it looks very bad. On the other hand, Port-au-Prince is a different kettle of fish, potentially. And if the president is capable of, so to speak, psychologically at least rallying his folks, then this could settle down into a protracted stalemate and a lot of violence. You know, you have to hope that maybe the combination of jaw-jaw, the possibility of actually putting some people in, people's realizing, because I think most Haitians did not expect things to get to this point. So as it sinks in, I think there is some hope that there may be a chance for truce. But I have to tell you, you're speaking to somebody who first called for a truce back in December of 2001, and I haven't found many takers.
Ambassador Einaudi, thanks very much for talking with us today.
Well, thank you for asking.
Luigi Einaudi is Assistant Secretary General of the OAS.